Can't wait to make my trip out of town, son.
We're
going to do it, son.
All them bitches.
Trying to get that out.
Here's y'all niggas' tickets, man. The bus leaving right now. And yo, listen to me, man. When y'all get on the bus, y'all niggas don't even sit together. Don't act like y'all know each other. It might be an undercover on the motherfucking bus or something. You know what I mean? When y'all get there in Norfolk, y'all gonna hit the terminal. You know what I mean? My man Ty gonna pick y'all up. You know what I'm saying? Take y'all to this hustling spot we got out there in Moulton Park out in Norfolk. You know what I mean?
Most definitely. Most definitely.
Money is proper. The hustle is proper. You know what I mean?
Straight
y'all niggas go out there. Y'all handle your business, man. You know what I'm saying? Straight like that,
all right? Baby.
One love, man.
Come on, baby.
Okay.
Get up with you, man.
Call me. Call me.
Yo, it all began like busting. My nigga City about to bounce on a trip. He met some niggas with a lot of things they want on the flip. I told my nigga get the dough and keep the blow on your hip. Travel safe, you know that I'ma hold it down on a strip. Good looking, word to mother son, I give you my rib. And when I get back, I'ma bounce straight to your crib. On a shrimp, son slid and took it to the Greyhound with a burner in the knapsack. Headed straight out of town. Now, 3 days passed, I'm still on a strip. Doing hand to hands with 12 capsule stashable clips with little magnets on the side of the clips. We plan it like a project. When police come, we stick the clips to any metal object. Throwing a nigga on the walls and try to search me down. I laugh knowing that my stash should never be found. Well, anyway, on the third day, son came straight to the strip with a new floor, some shiny shoes on the whip. My nigga hit me with the latest, greatest. He told me get inside the whip so I could know just what the up-to-date is. He said he fucking with some Guyanese niggas, how ill them niggas is, what kind of dough they get, and how they handle they biz. How they connect with Jamaican niggas who speak American, and how they chain swung medallions to iced out pelicans, and how they stay with 4-pounders and speak American to try to blend in like they ain't obvious out of towners. Okay, I never heard of workers getting 5 G's pay for trips that last for only 2 to 3 days. How is Guyanese niggas be eating pasta but they love zucchini? Rocking velour tennis suits by Sergio Tacchini. Them type of cats that call you because you can't call them. Rocking baseball fittings with wild animal skins on them. How they rock silks and tailor-made pants and get a matching ballet shoe for the silk to step in the dance. Wash rags hanging from every one of our back pockets, from every fine wine and champagne. Them niggas are straight copping instead of shops in them neighborhoods that was residential. Rock lace whips while the workers are floss the latest rentals. How they fuck with arrogant bitches who act pushy and love to hustle with niggas and stash coke up in their pussy. After all of that, I wanted ones. The way my nigga was talking, so next trip I went to bounce with son. So now we out of town with Guyanese cats up in their gates, bubbling packages and linging with gats. Shit was slow until the main theme was off, just like a thief in the night. It spread the word that we was back with the white.
Hey yo, why don't you tell that crackhead to close the fucking door and shut the fuck up?
Yeah, man, clean the motherfucking spot up. Smell like
break this fucking brick down and the work is fitting. Yo, go get the plates and the gym stuff. See how we blowing, Paul? Just look out, niggas hold the fort like they was watchtowers. Bugging on how we run through a half a brick every couple of hours. So on and so on, shit is good and we eating. First nigga to short a package and catch the most brutal beating. The whole town, see we now own it. Carrying on and blemishing all in the hearts of the best moments. We stacking cheddar now and shit is all clear that we was growing as working niggas with aspiring ideas. We love the floss and the feeling of pushing chrome shit, but in the grand scheme, these niggas are love to have their own shit. Now these niggas was really ready to swell up. We decided to separate from them niggas and make our shit develop. Off into the wilderness of the wicked who sin. We set up shops and watch the games begin. So now we balling like a motherfucker. Money was sick. Gas on the cheddar and these bitches rotting a dick. Fucking everything from the local McDonald bitches with the biggest ass to attorney bitches that are beat a charge fast. We used to take a nigga's custody and leave they set up on tilt and watch them angrily scheme on the shit that we built. Ain't it funny how shit transpired? In fact, not too long after a ride, we took to where the stash house was at. Some niggas tried to run the jokes with things in their palms. Not a problem, so we immediately reached for the jaws. Right away, the gun bust straight lifted a nigga. How we moved his organs to kick back, shifted a nigga. Wild shots fire, everybody scatter like rats, leaving nothing but gunpowder and a trail of smoke on these cats. Now we got this faggot nigga blood on our hands, but fuck it. Determined to fulfill the best of these plans. Shit was hot, but we was nowhere near ready to fall. My son said he shot, but he wasn't bleeding at all. Word, I started bugging when my nigga said he feel cold. Then I looked up on the right side of his shirt and found a little hole. So as we continued to radically blaze the fifth flame, the iron not giving a fuck. Y'all niggas wanna rip? Look, we dead at 3 out of them 4 niggas who tried the jokes. One nigga slid and think he got off the hook. Now let me find out, 1 out of them 3 niggas we bodied was one of them Guyanese niggas who buy drinks up for the party. He was the nigga to flood the table with champagnes. Stupid motherfucker tried to front, we had to leak his brain. Suddenly my nigga fell to the floor and set his legs
feel like them shits ain't got no feelings no more. Ultra acting up from all the shit I felt in my guts. The shit was all over as soon as the director said, cut! That's a wrap. Good acting, motherfuckers. Good acting. That's the shit I'm talking about. Y'all ready to watch the playback? Fuck around, that shit be a box office smash, motherfuckers.